Welcome to the Goldmine Podcast. This is a show where I teach you everything I know about creating your life with purpose, health, and soul. And I believe that we do that through holistic self-expression. If you're ready to finally step into your own personal power and create the life you want, you've come to the right place. Get ready to dive into personal development through science, spirituality, leading-edge health findings, and learning through ancient and modern wisdom, and other people just like you. Because what I hope you'll find is that it's about us all. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and I'm leaving you with an invite to stay curious. Hey guys, welcome back. I am experimenting with different ways to record my voice to get you guys the best recording in between your ears. So today I'm doing it on my phone. On the last episode, we talked about emotions and can we control them? And the recording was terrible, but it was a really, really good episode. I was really in the zone and really flowing. And so I really wanted to share it with you guys because there was a lot of you that voted for that topic. So the topic today, I think that it's going to be an awesome one. I'm really excited about it. And what it is we're going to talk about when is being selfish, being selfless, and how do we turn selfishness into selflessness? This is a big discussion. And I think that it's a big discussion without using the specific vocabulary around it. Because when people are around other people, and I'm including myself in all of this, when people are around other people, we want those people to feel good, right? We want them to enjoy their experience. We want them to enjoy us in their experience. And sometimes, leading back to my first podcast about empaths, sometimes when we are sensitive, sometimes when we put others' happiness before our own, we come to this place and we keep coming back to this place in our lives to where we're creating happiness. We feel like we're creating happiness for another by taking away what we want, by putting ourselves last, by not being truly happy while we're making others happy and showing up for them. I know if you're listening to this, you can relate to that in some aspect, right? Maybe sometimes you feel selfish. I think we all do. And there's this big paradigm right now that I'm seeing. I can speak for America, right? I can say in the world, but I've not been to other countries, so I can speak for America. I am seeing this paradigm of, oh, I get to give up my energy. I get to give away my happiness. I get to sacrifice this to make you happy. And in return, you know, I'm feeling depleted. I'm feeling not on purpose. I may be feeling used. I may be feeling like a doormat. I may be feeling weak. I may be feeling unexpressed. All of these things. So what I want to bring the conversation around is energy. And energetically, what is happening when we do this? Because there are these fundamental laws that the universe uses. There's these fundamental energetic laws of nature. And so one of these laws has to do with like attracting like. What we give is what we get. As above, so below. So it's talking about how everything is sort of going to reflect what we're putting out. Everything that we experience is in every other part of our life. So to say this simply, if we want to make other people happy, if we want to make other people enjoy their experience, we get to enjoy our experience. Because if we're depleting ourselves, if we're numbing and shushing our soul and our desires in order to, quote unquote, make somebody else happy, we can expect from the laws of nature that that will be their experience as well. So it's really important, and a really cool breakthrough I had to realize was if I can do what makes me happy, if I could be selfish in the way of being self-expressed responsibly, of doing the things that I want to do, not doing the things I don't want to do, hanging out with the people I want to hang out with, not hanging out with the people I don't want to hang out with, right? If I could do this selfish thing of feeding my soul, filling my cup, feeding myself, allowing myself to do what I want, that is going to give permission for other people to fill their own cup and to do what they want and to feed their soul. And sometimes this looks like conflict, right? Sometimes this looks like not agreeing with another person on what you want to do, what you don't want to do. Sometimes this looks like a conflict deeper than that, because two people can have two totally different values. But if I'm trying to change my values to please another, first of all, I'm lying. I'm faking, I'm manipulating them into, I'm manipulating their reality, I'm manipulating their environment, and I'm lying to myself. So back to those, that fundamental law of nature, if I'm lying to myself, it's pretty fucking probable that other people are lying to themselves and not filling their cup and not making themselves happy. And so being selfish in the capacity of, in the context, being selfish in the context of feeding my soul, not being selfish in the context of me feeling angry or me feeling mean or me wanting payback, not feeling selfish in the context of an intention of revenge, but being selfish in the context of feeding my soul and being self-expressed in a responsible way where I'm not pointing the finger at anybody else, is being selfless, because I'm allowing the other people to do the same. And if I choose to not or do something that is speaking to me and feeding my soul, and it doesn't look like what everybody else wants to do, when the time comes when somebody else wants to do something different than what I want to do, I'm going to be okay with that, because I'm going to get it. I'm going to understand they're doing their thing. They're filling their cup. It's not about me taking it personally, because it's not about me. And when we act selfish in this selfless way, it's not about them. And if they take it personally, that's something that they get to deal with, because we can't make anybody feel any way. Nobody can make us feel any way. We choose our feelings. We choose our thoughts. We choose our actions. And so it's very selfless to be selfish. And I understand, well, what about when my partner wants to do something that I don't want to do and I do it anyways because I love him, or my kids or my family or my friends? This is when we get to look at the bigger picture. So if your partner wants to go see a movie that you're not so hot about, maybe it's not exciting to go see that movie, but maybe it's still going to feed you because it's exciting to spend time with your partner for the long game. So there's always in life contradictions. You know, your soul knows, your intuition knows what is going to feed you, because it's just like working out. Like, not many people want to get up early and go to the gym, but they know for the long game, that's going to feed them. That's going to help them feel better. That's going to help them approach the rest of the world in a way of power and expression and confidence, right? But in that moment, fuck no, we don't want to get up and go to the gym. Fuck no, I'd rather eat the pizza than make the salad. And when I think about my life as a whole, the experience as a whole, when I look 3 months down the road, 1 year down the road, 10 years down the road, am I going to be happy that I got my ass out of bed, pushed myself through that discomfort and went to the gym? Hell fucking yes, I am. Am I going to be happy that I chose to eat healthy food instead of shit? Hell fucking yes, I am. So decide where you get to push your boundaries into discomfort for the long game, and decide where you're only pushing your boundaries to manipulate the environment of the people around you. I can't answer that for you. You can. You have the knowledge. You have the wisdom. You can emerge into that selfish being from a place of selflessness, from a place of allowing and giving permission to other people to do what they want to do, to live the life they want to live. I have a big vision for my life. I have a big mission. I have a lot on my heart. And someone else who's very close to me can also have a big mission that's way different than mine. And we both get to be okay with that. And if I'm not following my mission, if I'm not living in purpose, if I'm not allowing myself to feed my soul, they're not going to. So why would I give somebody permission to give away pieces of themselves and not fulfill their dreams and not fulfill their wants and desires, not fulfill their aspirations? That is selfish. Not wanting that conversation of confrontation is selfish. Avoiding the arguments that actually down the road create a better, deeper, more intimate relationship, that is selfish. Do you see the difference? So sometimes what this looks like for me is telling somebody whoever I'm living with, not to bother me in the morning. I like to work. That's when I create. Don't bother me. Don't talk to me. Nothing. It sounds really fucking selfish. But that is going to allow me to put 100% into those times to where I'm creating and doing my business work and the things that I love. And by putting in 100% there, I'm going to be able to show up as more love when I am present with that person. So even if it's 50% less time I'm present with the person that I care about, family, friend, partner, if I'm showing up 75% fucking more of love because I've filled my own cup, that is all that matters. That is what's going to be nourishing. That is what is going to accommodate the intimacy of the relationship. And so wouldn't you want them to do the same? Let alone not just the people you care about, but giving permission to the fucking world, to our collective, to let that belief ripple over generations until everybody is just fully in expression and understands that not everybody in expression is going to mesh well, but they all have their place. So the question becomes, where do you get to be selfish in a selfless way? Where do you get to give others permission to do what you're too scared to do? Where do you get to feed your soul that you're neglecting that will allow others to do the same? It's altruistic selfishness. It is for the good of everyone. It is not self-centered manipulation. It is altruistic selfishness. Where are you people-pleasing and doing things you don't want to do because you want to avoid an argument? Where are you not being self-expressed because you're scared of being judged? Because I guarantee you that you're being judged anyways. People don't like you anyways. If they're not talking to your face, they're talking behind your back. I've had this experience a lot. People don't really talk shit to my face. But shit, will they talk behind my back if I'm not in purpose? And even if I am in purpose, they're talking behind my back. So if people are going to hate and judge anyways, why not do what we want to do? I invite you to sit into this. I invite you to take a small step towards that selfish selflessness and see how by putting into yourself and giving yourself energy and charging your battery helps you show up better to other people around you, even if it's a little uncomfortable. I love you guys so much. And if you love this, share it with people. So all of these will be up there. And I am considering, it's not out yet, but if you love this stuff, if you love this personal growth, if you love self-love, if you love connecting spirituality and science, I'm thinking about doing in Cleveland a weekend workshop retreat in a house away from the rest of the world and really diving deep and getting intimate with each other and tearing ourselves open, learning to manifest, learning to feel abundant. So keep an eye out for that. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, but I'm not totally sure. If you think that's a good idea and you think you'd be somebody who's interested, let me know, because if I have a bunch of people that are interested, like absolutely, I'm going to do it. So I love you. Go be selfish, selflessly. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Goldmine Podcast. I ask that you share this out with anyone who might get value from this episode. And if you're looking for ways to support, please subscribe and review. And if you are not on the social media game yet, get on it. I'm the only Shauna Sudik on Facebook, and on Instagram, my handle is shauna.kathleen. And I can't wait until next time.